may not mean nothing to y'all, but understand nothing was done for me. So I don't plan on stopping at all. I want it forever mine, ever mine, ever mine. I shut down in the mall and telling that girl she the one for me. And I ain't even planning to call. I want it forever mine, ever mine.
And we are back right here on the Real 1100 AM iHeartRadio, taking it all over the world.
All over the world.
Mr. Mark Dodds here, the rock star. One more again, back here on the Talk Back Tuesday.
And we made it through another Valentine's Day.
Man, I messed up so bad yesterday. She is so mad at me. I love you so much, boo. I'm so sorry, boo. I love you so much. You know I love you. It's okay.
Don't start crying. Don't start the key sweat. Wow.
Bro, I'm going to have to play some Keith Sweat for them. I messed up yesterday. I ain't going to tell nobody. But, but thank y'all so much for joining us right here on the Real 1100 AM iHeartRadio, everyone. We are back with another Talk Back Tuesday, just to get some announcements out of the way and get rolling. Oh, over in West Park Wellness is offering free weekly mobile COVID testing. This is going out to businesses, events, schools, restaurants, churches, gyms, weddings, funerals, concerts, barbershops, and hair salons, homes, 5-person minimum. But if you do need testing or if you are looking for COVID testing in your area, you can contact West Park Wellness. You can sign up online at westparkwellness.com. I suggest you go over to the website. They are available for the rapid test Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 9 to 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. And this is the non-invasive saliva PCR test. So this is the one that everybody actually prefers more so than.
That's a good one, bro.
Yeah, that's the one that's a little bit less invasive, where they ain't got to go.
Yeah, they ain't got to go all up in your cavities.
Oh, man. But if you do need that testing, contact West Wellness. Once again, that website is West parkwellness.com. That's WESTPARKWELLNESS.com. If you are in the Smyrna area and you are still trying to get fit for this year, I want you to go see my good friends over at Titans Fitness. World-class facility, number one rated gym. They got personalized meal plans, HIIT training.
All right.
They got them HIIT workouts for y'all. Also, if you tell them KC sent you, you might even get a free workout on me or a free training from Miss Rachel Stuckett, world champion herself, right there at 1834 South Cobb Industrial Boulevard. Or you can visit them online at titans.net. You can Google them if you are in the area of Smyrna. Just look up Titans Fitness and they will pull up.
Pull up! Now, they're going to start doing virtual stuff, you know what I'm saying? Because nowadays, you can watch it on your phone or on TV, and you can work out with them.
They actually got an app coming out.
Okay.
Like, for real, they actually got an app coming out that connects you with your own coach, tracks your meal plans, tracks your workouts, and all this type of stuff, and even suggests new workout plans for you and all this other type of stuff. So
that's going to be big.
It's really, man, the way technology is starting to revolutionize everything, or a lot of these different industries that you wouldn't even think of. You know what I'm saying? Like, what technology has done for fitness is amazing. I don't know if you're Android, and I don't even want to go back
Android,
and forth.
Android, yep.
I don't want to go back and forth, but the whole Apple Fitness thing, bro, let me tell you the coolest part about it, right? So you turn on the Apple Fitness, right, and then it connects to your watch. And then once it connects to your watch,
it does have a Galaxy too.
I ain't no Galaxy do that. See, I ain't no hater. I just didn't know. I'm ignorant. It's different. But man, it connects to your watch, and then it gets to track all your little fitness.
But now
all
it's
your
tracking your fitness, your measurements, your location, your brain power. Yeah. It's gonna control your life pretty soon.
It already do, bro. If you think about it, like it's so funny. Some of the main offenders of the Privacy Act is the ones that's pointing the finger of everybody else. You know what I'm saying?
Myth is real.
It was like, y'all really need to watch Facebook. Nah, bro, we really need to watch you.
No doubt.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt.
If you are out in the Douglasville area and you still need a haircut like me, you can meet me over at Studio 1211. First thing tomorrow, I will be there, but do not take my appointment at 6405 Fairburn Road. You can call and schedule at 770-485-6772. Tell them KC sent you, and you can get a free cut and free lineup on me.
Mm.
Jeff, you can go over there and get all that saved
yeah,
up, bro.
Man. I'm looking rugged today, but I'm going to do the homeless challenge. I'm going to do that challenge where I walk around. Nobody knows who I am. That way, nobody's in your pockets.
You remember No Save November? You
oh,
remember
yeah,
No
remember
Save
that.
November? Oh,
I remember
my God.
That.
I hope they don't bring that back.
Nah. You got to keep it clean. Keep it nice.
Well, what is the marketing moment for
the day? Well, the marketing moment for the day is you are not your customer.
Wow.
You are not your customer. So many times we think that we know our audience because we know so much about what we offer. But, you know, you're biased. You know too much about what you offer, so you're not your customer. Unless you're buying all of your supply, then you need to listen to what your customer really needs and what they're saying. Because a lot of times I sit in the boardrooms with some of these clients and they tell me exactly what they think their customer's thinking. And even I'm sitting there like, I don't even know what you're talking about. Too technical.
But, you know, it kind of go back to what Chris was saying yesterday. Sell people what they ask you for.
No doubt.
Stop going around here trying to sell people on stuff that they are not asking for. So It's like you're trying to serve these products. Come on in, brother. You're trying to serve all these products and services down folks' throat, but nobody asked you for all this digital marketing. They ain't asked you for all this other stuff. They said, bro, how do I create a Facebook ad?
Yep, no doubt.
You know what I'm saying? Thank y'all so much for joining us right there on Instagram. I would shout all y'all out, but it's so fast.
Oh, man, yeah. Yeah, Instagram is doing its thing.
Bruh, we are growing like leaps and bounds over there.
Yeah.
I'm so excited that all these people, not so much tuning in to us, but they so excited to learn about entrepreneurship and business.
They are.
You know what I'm saying?
They are. And we have one of our guests just came in.
Oh! How you doing
the
today,
doctor.
Sir?
Doing great, man. Good to be here.
Doctor.
It's good to see you as well.
Good to see you guys.
How you doing, man?
Awesome, man. Good to see you, bro.
Now, thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Yeah.
I see you all blamed out. What's the bonds? I got to ask you before I even get into the interview.
Yeah, so Vonza is the hope for entrepreneurs. So it's a software company, right?
Okay.
So we make it easy for entrepreneurs, coaches, and course creators to sell their business online.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So whether you want to teach an online course, a membership, or you have a physical or digital product to sell, you can use Vonza to sell it.
Wow.
So Vonza is like your website that gives you all the tools you need for your business in one place. Instead of using 12 different tools, you just use Vonza to run your business.
That's a hell of a marketing tool right there, bro.
That's big.
That's a hell of a marketing tool right there. I like it.
Wow.
But let's do this right. Joining us to the program, he is talking about how to scale your business from six figures to seven figures. Dr. Yui Abraham.
The doctor.
Thank you, guys.
Did I get that right, man?
Yeah, you did pretty good.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us, bro.
Thank you so much.
Now tell me this. Where are you originally from?
So I was born and raised in Nigeria.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So I came to America a few years ago with just $100 and a suitcase of clothes.
Now tell me this.
That story is deep, bro. Get into that story. Dig into the story.
Because I had to ask, what is the culture like over there? It's got to be similar to like America or a very, very similar to like a New York type culture. Because I promise you, everybody come from that part of the world is just some hustlers, man. All y'all come over here and start your own business and this type of thing.
Yeah, we come hungry, you know, because, you know, when you're born in Africa, right, and you have nothing to your name, and you have an opportunity to come to America, you're really blessed, you know. Mm-hmm. So when you come, you got to be hungry. You know, there's that drive over there. Because when you're in Africa, it's a survivor of the fittest. Mm-hmm. So you got to be hungry to survive.
Wow.
Then when you come to America and you see these opportunities out there, you just want to eat. You want it all, you know. And not only are you trying to eat for yourself, but most of us have people back home that we have to take care of.
That's true.
We got family, we got friends, we got orphans and all kind of people back home that have no kind of social help from the government.
Mm-hmm.
Like in America, if somebody, the middle class really kind of suffer the most, so to speak, because somebody's broke, right, or poor, they got food stamps, they got SSA, they got all kind of stuff that to help them, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
But in Africa, if you broke, you broke. If you poor, you poor.
Wow. Different type of broke.
Exactly. No food stamp, no financial aid, no nothing whatsoever to help the poor. So many of us, when we come here, we work harder because we're not only trying to put a roof over our head. We have people back home. We have to help, because if we don't help them, they're just going to suffer and die.
Now, what is it that culture shock like to come from the continent of Africa or come from Nigeria and then to come into, you know, this place of America? You know, it's the land of promise, but it's the land of some BS some days, too. So what is that like for you, you know, coming from, you know, what we hold as the motherland and all that type of stuff and coming to America?
It was a big one, you know. I remember coming here, you know, and see, it's really a land of abundance, you know. Okay. But you see, a lot of Americans complain so much they don't really travel out of America, right? Okay. So they're like, oh, it's so hard, the government, this and that. You want to really see how messed up a government could be? Just come to Africa, right?
Wow.
It's crazy back home. So it was a big culture shock for me. I remember the first time I was able to, you know, get a fridge full of food.
Wow.
You know, I felt so guilty eating because I'm like, man, I never saw a fridge just full of food like this. Supposed to eat it or what? You know, it was a big culture shock for me.
Wow, man.
But thank God for his blessings today.
And how is it different? Like, when it comes to, like, what you seen America over there and when you got here and how we see Africa over here until we actually travel over there, what are some of the differences that you've noticed?
Very good question. Like, for example, in America, people feel like everybody in Africa is just poor or broke or living in the jungle. It's not so, right?
Oh, yeah.
There's the rich, there's the poor. But the problem is that there's a lot more poor people than the wealthy ones, right?
Okay.
Then that's something people don't know. Then also to those in Africa, before I came, I thought you just pick a dollar from the tree. You know, we saw Hollywood movies. I felt everybody was broke. Everybody was rich, you know. I felt like everybody was like a Jay-Z or a Beyonce. I'm like, Kevin, everybody just wealthy here. When I came to America, I'm like, the first time I saw like a beggar on the street, I'm like, what? You mean there are beggars here? There are homeless people in America? So that's one thing that we did not know growing up in Africa, that there were some poor people too in America, you know.
And is that the reason that sometimes, I know in our culture, sometimes black Americans, African Americans, and Africans have a disconnect because they're like, you know, they feel like some sort of competition or some sort of you should be getting yourself together. You're here in America. You're just lazy. You're just that. And in America, we're like, it isn't as easy as you think it is over here, you know, that type of thing. Is that the reasoning?
Exactly. That's exactly the reason. Because we grew up in a place where there's no 24/7 electricity.
Oh, yeah.
You might get electricity just an hour in a day, in 24 hours. There's no running water. Right, there's no good drinking water. Mm-hmm. There's no good roads. There is no governmental assistance. You can't get a credit card. You can't get a loan for your house. If you got to buy a house, you got to pay cash for it, right? You want to buy a car, you got to pay cash for it. But there's no financial nothing. Wow. So when you come from there and you come to America and you see folks say, I'm broke, I can't pay my bills, you'd be like, what's wrong with you? Like there's so much help in America if you know what to do or how to take advantage of that, you know. We don't have none of that back in Africa.
Wow.
So that's why sometimes, many times we look at people here, I'm like, how can you be born in America? Right? I'm 40 years old and you don't have like $10,000 in your savings. You'll be like, how does that work?
Wow.
Because of where we're coming from, we're back. We have nothing here. You can get an SBA loan. You can, you know, start a business with a credit card. You don't have to always have money to run a business, right? Mm-hmm. We didn't have none of that.
Wow.
So you see where we're coming from. So when we came here, I'm like, man, you mean I can start a business, but I just get a credit card, I can use the bank's money.
Okay.
We'll be like, we want to eat, you know?
Yeah. that's amazing. And you're right, because a lot of times Americans, we get so spoiled and get, you know, all in our little corners and our little silos about these little issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But we don't think about the bigger picture. There's folks all over the world that ain't got no government.
Yeah, stop crying over there, Kevin.
No, I'm good, bro. I ain't feeling too well, but still.
And the corruption, right? Like, Nigeria is a wealthy country in terms of we produce a lot of oil.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that the government, the politicians, and a few of their friends and family controls the wealth of the people.
Wow.
Right? Whereby a governor, can you imagine a governor of Georgia gets the state budget and put 95% into his personal bank account, and there's no ramification for that. That cannot happen in America.
I don't know about that. It can't happen in America.
Let's talk about this though.
Yeah.
What has America been like for you? Did you get the experience of the cold shoulder immigrant, or did has it been real, real embracing to you? Have, you know, folks really helped you a lot and then tried to, you know, hey, this is how you get it over here?
Very good question. So my experience has been that, you know, whatever I wanted, I figured out a way to get it, and I just went for it. It wasn't always easy.
Okay.
So coming to America with just $100 and a suitcase of clothes, to being homeless, sleeping on a friend's couch, having a car I bought for $600 that would break down every other day, you know, to now, you know, doing
here in Atlanta?
No, in Texas at the time. Yeah, I was in Houston before I moved to Atlanta.
Say, you almost got a breakdown here in Atlanta, bro. It's rough.
You know, so I just had to learn credit, I had to learn business, I had to learn work on my mindset, I had to invest in myself to get to where I am today, right? Nothing was given to me. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's a lot of people in America, especially in the black culture, that are missing out from the American dream, quote unquote, right? Because they are not exposed to the right opportunities, the right information, the right mentorship to help them to, you know, transform their dreams into reality.
Wow. Hey, now, I'm gonna get you in a minute. Okay, I'll come out. Jeff, we can all hear you, brother. You might have gone to the mic.
Stephanie's here. She can't find the studio.
But no, nah, man. Just continuing the conversation. You know, it's so amazing. So you know, such a breath of fresh air to hear someone speak about country that way. Because, like I said, a lot of times you get so caught up in the day-to-day stuff. Because, like, it's difficult here. And when you are kind of born here, it's so funny. You know, a lot of folks always make this analogy. If you're born in New York, you can make it anywhere. Exactly. And it's like, it's kind of like that in Atlanta. You know, if you're born in Atlanta, you can almost make it anywhere. But a lot of times we get caught up on, you know, it's rough. It's a lot of time money comes slow and all these different things. But to see people so excited to come to this country, man, and see the opportunity and promise that it actually offered, it almost sounds like the brochure is for real.
Yeah, very, very true, you know, because a lot of people, they're born here, so they just, that's all they used to. Yeah. Like, I was just in the Bahamas about 2 weeks ago, right? Flew to the Bahamas, enjoyed it, went to the beach every day.
I love the Bahamas.
You know, right? It's beautiful, right? But then I was talking to a friend over there. I'm like, oh, you mean you're just going to go to the beach every day and just have fun? I was like, no. I'm like, why not? Because they're used to it.
Yeah.
Right? They don't see the opportunity that somebody coming in with a fresh eye, fresh mindset sees over there.
Oh, yeah.
That's the same thing with America, bro. I've been to over 27 countries in the world.
Wow.
This one fact I can tell you, America has issues. America is not perfect, but this is the greatest country in the world. There is not one country like America.
Wow.
That's why everybody's trying to come here. But people born here don't see it, right?
That's true.
Because
you're
born in college back, right?
Oh, yeah.
And your mom was on food stamp and your dad was never home. That's all you see. And you feel like that's all America is about. But when you move to a different part of town, you move to Buckhead, or you move to Sugarloaf, or you move to Alpharetta, it's a different environment. It's a different mindset over there, you know? That is why if anybody want to change their life, the very first thing they need to do is to change their environment.
Wow.
If you don't change your environment, you cannot change your life.
You know,
because your environment, your life is a product of your environment. That's the number one thing.
That's so true though, cause and I love that you said that you had a chance to travel and be all around the globe like you have, because one of the biggest things that really changed in me, cause I could have been a kid from the streets just like everybody else. Well, I was a kid from the streets, but I was lucky enough to have, you know, friends or get influenced by doctors and this type of stuff, and they brought me into the whole lifestyle of this is what wealth looks like, this is what it really looks like to, you know, have this type of lifestyle. And when you actually can experience it and know it's real, like people are actually living this way. This ain't just TV, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? when you can actually experience it, it's a whole different, it brings it to a whole different level. I got so many friends never even left the hood. Like, for real, they ain't get a chance to go damn outside of, you know, to the east side. They ain't even left the hood. You know what I'm saying? And what you say you've been over in 27 countries.
Yeah.
What have those experiences been like for you, just being able to travel and see that much of the world?
It's been amazing. You know, one of the best things I do for my own mental health, too, is to travel, right? Because when you are in your city, right, you just get so used to that city.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you can get new fresh ideas, creativity, and all of those good stuff. So when I travel, it allows me to experience different culture. I have a mental break. I have time to read. I have time to rest and get new fresh insights and stuff, you know. And that's what have helped me to be very successful today. I do tell people, travel, get out of America. America is a great country, but go see some other things. When you come back, you're going to have a newer perspective about life.
Oh, yeah. Now tell us a little bit. You said you help people scale these 6-7-figure businesses.
Yeah.
How is it that you're helping people scale business?
Yeah, that's so good. So one of my breakthrough in business was I started having coaching programs.
Okay.
So I teach people how to start and grow an online business.
Okay.
By taking their knowledge, their information, and turning into an online course. For example, you are doing DJing, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people want to know how to get into this, but they don't know where to start. They don't know how to talk to a microphone. They don't know how to talk to guests, right?
Oh, yeah.
You can take that knowledge and turn it into an online course.
Wow.
And then sell it, right? And now people get transformation from your knowledge. So I started teaching people how to do that.
Okay.
But then I saw that I was using so many different tools to run my business online.
Okay.
I had a platform for website, one for course, one for this, one for the other. And then I felt I was crazy. So I wanted to help entrepreneurs better to easily and simply run their business online. So
wow.
I created a software that makes it so easy and simple so that if you are not a technical person, you are not a developer or software engineer, you don't need to be trying to code or figure out how to do this or do that. So
okay.
Imagine a plug and play software whereby you can easily take your knowledge and put it on there, and they will make it easy for people to buy your products, you know. So
okay.
That's how we came about with starting Vonza. So by helping entrepreneurs run their business online, but in the software that is easy and simple to use.
Okay.
So our software helps them to do that.
So and where can folks pick the software up at?
Yeah, Vonza.com. V for Victor, Vonza. They can get it at Vonza.com. We have a 14-day free trial whereby you can test it out, try it out, and everything. And here's the good thing, bros. Vonza is the only Black-owned all-in-one software in America.
What does that mean for you, though? That's got to have a different meaning for you because, bro, you come from Africa. Everybody Black. So
everybody's not Black in Africa. There's nothing that they always think, but it's not true.
Yeah,
now, don't get me wrong. It's some up there in South Africa, out there in the Indies and all this type of stuff. I get it. But I'm just saying, everybody I know that left America and moved over there to, like, the Ghana area and this type of stuff,
yeah.
It's such a different experience over there. So what is that like over here? Do you still feel that sense of Black pride in this nation? Or is it just not that big of a deal to you?
I really do, you know.
Okay.
Like the kind of things we're doing, you know. I have a university, right? I have a software company.
Okay.
And this year, by the grace of God, I'm going to be starting a bank, right?
Oh, but,
wow.
Yeah, because there's not a lot of Black people doing that.
It's
How
true.
Many schools other than HBCUs is Black-owned, right? How
wow.
many universities is Black-owned, right? How many software companies in our space is Black-owned? How many banks are Black-owned, right?
Okay.
So
wow.
we need to start thinking outside of the box, right? We need to start not allowing the color of our skin
mm-hmm.
to limit our own thoughts.
That's what I'm
right?
talking about,
because many times, you know, we tell ourselves the same defeating story. Oh, I'm Black. They're not going to give me a loan. They're not going to listen to me, right?
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. the white man owns all this and that, right?
Yeah.
When we tell ourselves that, we limit our own abilities.
Oh, yeah.
So I refuse to see my limitations based on the color of my skin.
Wow.
Okay. I'm only limited to how far I can think.
Wow.
How far I can dream.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
If a white man, a brown man, a Jewish man, whoever can do it, Uyi Abraham can do it too.
Okay.
I believe that God don't have favorites, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So I just don't want to be limited by what limited my forefathers. I believe it's a new age, a new generation, and I'm just as hungry as anybody out there to really make an impact in life.
That's beautiful. You know, and I love this new generation that's here. Are they a little confused? They are. They out there. But
they're out there getting it.
When they finally get it and they finally get it together, they're going to be some awesome kids. Like, what?
Yeah.
I just love it because this is like really the first generation. And, you know, we had this conversation with Dominique this time. You know, slaves being raised by slaves being raised by that same slave mentality. But this is really, you know, one of the first generations of spoiled kids being raised by spoiled kids, being raised by spoiled kids, college normal in our community now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be amazing to see what these kids start to achieve because I get so sick and tired of us in them here fighting over these same rights we've been fighting over for years. But they over here launching rockets and building the next economy in outer space. Yeah. And we're not even talking about it in our communities.
Well, the big thing is ownership now. I mean, we're seeing the power in ownership,
yeah,
and we're seeing the power in going after it without asking permission. That was our biggest thing.
Whoa.
I'm so over permission, brother.
I was just talking with somebody about that recently, right? Mm-hmm. Because in the past, we felt like we had permission to dream.
Yeah.
Right, like, oh, I'm trying to open up a little bakery store here.
You think this will be all right?
Will be all right? Can I? Is it okay? Can I get a loan and stuff? But now we see that we don't need permission. We can just go for it.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful thing, brother.
Yeah,
and that mindset is a game changer. That's why in the olden time, right, they didn't want us to read books because when you read books, your mindset is gonna change.
Oh yeah,
you're gonna believe different, right? So they try to hold us back, but now we are just not letting nothing stop us. We're just going for it.
Yeah. That's
beautiful, man. So do you ever get back over to Africa? Do you get back over to Nigeria?
Yeah, every year. Every year I've been taking people.
It's a flight, bro.
I take people on a mission trip every year, but we didn't go last year because of COVID. But this year I plan to do the same as well. So I have an orphanage home. I have a widow's home that I sponsor every month. So for whatever I would get from profits from Vanza and our other businesses, we have people that we're employing.
Wow.
So right now what we're trying to do is that many of my staff outside of the USA, they're in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So now I'm thinking, hey, why can't I hire more people back home and just hiring VAs from the Philippines?
Wow.
So mm-hmm. my next trip to Nigeria, the goal is to set up a VA agency in Nigeria so that young educated people, can you imagine going to school? I mean, it's like that now in America, but it's not as bad as it's over there. Go to school, get all the degrees, can't find no job, can't there's no means to survive. Mm-hmm. So you're trying to get some college educated kids over there and employ them here in America. So that's the next thing we're trying to do now.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. And there's some talent over there, man. Ooh, yeah. Shout outs to Samuel Alibi. That's my man over there. He's over in Nigeria.
Yeah.
And he's killing it on the ad space, wow, man.
I'm going to tell you, the Philippines ain't blowing up. They're going to be expensive pretty soon. Everybody talking about the Philippines right now. Yeah. You notice that? Everybody talking about VA from the Philippines. Yeah. I'm telling you, they're getting expensive, bro.
Yeah, yeah, I think that price is going to go up soon.
Y'all stop talking about it. They're going to hear
you.
I know,
it's probably a secret, bro. Don't tell them.
They'll hear you, but I'm telling you, over there, Nigeria, Africa, some of those, they got some talent over there, man.
Yeah,
no, man, I've been looking, because it's time to really, really get on a global economy, man, for real.
Yeah.
Because too many of us, we sitting around here, we worried about the little stuff that happens in our area. We worried about the little stuff that happened in Georgia and don't realize you got access to the entire world.
Yeah.
FedEx ship everywhere.
Yeah.
So do UPS.
Yeah.
So does Amazon. You know what I'm saying? You can have customers anywhere on the planet.
True.
Like
that.
For real, bro. Well, man, thank you so much for coming, man. I know I'm gonna get a chance to look at the Vonza program.
Yeah,
man.
I got to see
the Vonza, man.
Yeah, and I just gave you a play right there. You know, here's the best part of this play right now. Many times, if money is one of your, you know, your end goal, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can actually make more money teaching people what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Than making money doing what you do.
Man,
let me say that again. You've been a DJ. I know that might be your passion, right?
Mm-hmm.
But your knowledge will pay you more than your job. You get what I'm saying?
Wow.
There are a lot of people that don't know how to speak. They have mm-hmm. confidence issues, or they want to be a DJ. They don't know what equipment to get. They don't know how to get guests and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You need to have your course on Vonza, bro. Because that's one way to give back to the community.
We're
going to
do that,
too,
man.
Dude, I'm looking at, I'm looking at it right now. This thing look good, man. Because
we're already putting together some courses and plays, so.
Yeah.
He got online courses, he got website, he got email marketing, meeting schedule. Like,
really?
This some put together software, man.
All in one, bro. Black owned all in one platform.
This thing look good, brother. I'm proud of you, man.
So that's definitely what we got to do, man.
Yeah, so bring your knowledge, bring it to Vonza. Kwanzaa, make impact and income at the same time.
Okay.
It doesn't get better than that, all in one place.
Okay. Well, man, hang around and yeah, after the show, man, you might have to sponsor, man. We might have to do something with Kwanzaa, dog.
Yeah.
I like the software, though, for real.
Thank you for having me.
We got to go to a commercial break real quick, but we will be right back after this. Is Miss Stephanie in the building?
She is in the building.
Is she in the building? She's going to tell y'all how to write a best-selling book when we come back right here on the Real 1100 AM and iHeartRadio.
And then we're going to put the book on Kwanzaa.
Read.
Let's do it. I like that.
We'll be back after this.
At Align for Life, we work with attorneys across the entire metro area. We are a portal of entry provider, meaning we can ensure your client is triaged accordingly and coordinate all aspects of your client's chiropractic and medical care from start to finish, including referrals to medical doctors, specialists, and imaging. This is Dr. Fowler. Your injury clients deserve the best transportation, extended hours, and compliance monitoring. We understand your needs. Refer your injury and accident victims right now by calling us at 404-383-1110 or visit us at yourfinespine.com.
Transportation is provided via Uber, and we are open late so your clients can come in after work.
Auto accidents, wellness care, slip and fall. We take care of it all.
And now an important message from Jerry Rice.
As a career wide receiver, I've been hit hard. But no training nor practice prepared us for the devastation of COVID-19. Thankfully, there is hope. Even with multiple vaccines available, we still have to work together until everyone is safe. We all win when we unite to prevent.
For more information, visit unitetoprevent.org.
Hey folks, just a quick reminder that no matter the time of the day and no matter what day of the week, East Coast, West Coast, all points in between, we are always on. So go to your app store and download the Real 1100 app and listen wherever and whenever.
The Real, Real, Real.
That's the old school for you. That's too old school for me. I don't know what that is.
One, that's Public Enemy, man.
Oh, okay. I wasn't a big fan of Public Enemy. I like Flav with the clock. He was my dude. Right here on the Real 1100 AM iHeartRadio. Thank y'all for checking in all over the world. Once again, it is the rock star KC Pride and the real deal Jeff Beal, Mr. Marketology in the house.
We in the house. You don't know nothing about that either, do you? You don't know no old school, do you?
You older than me, Jeff. I got to be honest. I was listening to some stuff from 96 today. My daughter was like, Dad.
I'm a little older.
But join us in studio. She at home. You know what I'm saying? Join us in studio. She is talking about how to write a best-selling book, and that is amazing because I'm thinking about putting out a book myself, a tell-all.
Tell-all? Who you telling on?
Bruh, I got some stories
for y'all. Keep my name out your mouth.
I got some stories for y'all. But join it to the number one rated business show, Miss Studio Stephanie.
Yes, greetings. How are you?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Amazing.
Enjoying that beautiful Atlanta weather?
Oh, yes. It is so beautiful.
It is today, nice out there today.
Oh, man, yes.
It got a little chilly yesterday, though, bro.
It was cold. A little.
It was cold for Valentine's Day.
It was a little bit chilly. Cold-hearted people.
I was sorry. I've been begging forgiveness all day. Okay, I'm sorry, boo.
Cold I don't do that no more. Ice. Willing to sacrifice. You don't know that song either, do you?
Miss Studio Stephanie, how you doing today?
Amazing. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
So we're talking about books.
We're talking about writing your own bestseller.
Yes, yes.
All right.
Now, that's what I want to do when I grow up. I want to be on the beach drinking some coffee or some wine, sitting watching waves, listening to some music with nothing to do, nowhere to go, and making money.
That's it.
That's the key. Be making money while you're doing all that. Not sitting there just not doing
that. See, that's a bum. Yes.
Now, tell me this, because a lot of folks want to write a book. And trust me, everybody knows it is one of the perfect tools to have in business. It really is. Explain this. What are some of the key steps when you start thinking about writing a book? What are some of the places that we want to start with?
Well, when it comes to writing a book, the first thing you want to establish is your why.
Okay.
Mm. Why are you creating the book?
Okay.
And it has to be more than making money?
Please, yes. You definitely want to create a legacy. Because this is bigger than you. It's going to be here for years and years and centuries after you leave.
Wow. Okay.
You okay. Know,
it's powerful. And it opens up so many doors for you. Mm. It's taken me all across the country speaking on different things. I'm a life coach, so I help women enhance what they want to do for a living. And so writing a book, it has opened up the doors, and I've been on so many stages speaking, and it just offers so many opportunities to write books, movies, plays.
I have noticed that. People that's got a book, they get a lot of speaking engagements, even if it ain't a good book. You ever noticed that?
Yeah.
It's like, bro, your book is not good. Yeah. But you're up there.
That's right. It's really about the marketing. It's not even about the book. It's how you market and how well you market. Unfortunately.
Yes.
Now, what's some of the key things that we need to think about when we get ready to start writing our book? Like, when we sit down, of course, we need to have a finished idea, but what's some of that technical process? Because I think that's the part that holds everybody up so much.
Yeah.
Right, and that's a great question. But the main thing is to get your mind right.
Okay.
Because many people are afraid to write a book. Actually, only 5% of Americans actually write a book, and only 3% actually complete it.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's really simple because we talk all the time. Mm-hmm. It's just about putting it on paper.
Okay.
And then what makes it complicated is if you're not familiar with the English language and making sure that you're adding proper grammar and structure. But then you can hire an editor or proofreader, but you can still get the book accomplished because it's going to make so much money for you in the end. Okay. It's going to pay back the editor and whoever else that you had to hire to complete the book.
Now, what's the secret sauce? You said you're going to show us how to create bestsellers.
Yes.
What is the secret sauce to creating these bestsellers?
Well, the secret sauce, the real secret sauce to creating a bestseller is that when you create the book and you create the launch, you let all of your friends and family know. And that weekend, that day that you launch, as long as you have at least 20 people purchasing it, you got a bestseller.
What?
What?
That's it.
Hold up.
What?
That's it.
Now, I'm a sidebar. I'm going to write a book. Okay. I'm going to let my people know. And if I don't get 20 sales, Christmas is canceled on all y'all.
Oh, let me tell you what people normally do. For that first day, they'll drop the price to $10.
Wow.
Or less.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody can purchase it. And then they increase the price.
I'm going to say it again.
If I don't get
20 people.
I'm dropping mine next week, bro.
I'm doing Denzel on it. I'm putting cases on all you.
But now it's amazing that we're having this discussion because, especially we just spoke with Chris yesterday. And he was talking about being that platform speaker and that type of thing. And having a book, and like we tell clients all the time, being an author makes you the authority behind these words.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Even some of y'all with y'all bad books. But, but don't bring them to me no more.
Right.
I'm just saying. I read, bro. But
it's not
I'm just saying it makes you an authority.
It does. It gives people an opportunity to see what's on in your brain.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So they can refute it and debate it.
And one of the marketing techniques I've used when I wrote a book, and I'm a best-selling author, Kevin,
I'm going to get my best-seller.
One of the techniques that I use, I don't like to say tricks because they're all methods, but one of the methods I use is if I have a prospect, then what you do is you have a book, you go ahead and send that prospect that book. And if you're in competition with any other type of consultant out there or so forth and so on, then you are – the clear choice between the two. Because they're like, well, this person wrote a book about it.
Exactly.
So they must know what they're talking about versus this person that's just saying they know what they're talking about.
It's better than a business card.
It is. It is.
Yeah, it is. Definitely. And I definitely recommend everyone to write
a book. You got a radio show.
Take that, Kevin.
Oh, you got a number one radio show. I'm just saying.
Hey, all the way across.
Because when I call, I'll be like, hey, this KC. They'll be like, what's up, dog? Can I be on your show? No, but seriously, I love that fact. Now, when we start talking about this bestseller, does it get to a point we got to back it up? Somebody, who is that?
Riding by.
Is it a point that we have to back up what we talk in this book? Like, because a lot of folks think they still up on this thing that they can fake it to make it. Like, I can just go sit up here and ghostwrite this book or put all this little fluff in this book or get some, what do they call that stuff?
What?
Professionally licensed, resale, copy.
Just change
the cover.
PLRs.
Is that really, does it matter at this point? Are people just kind of not paying attention to what's going on the inside and they just looking at the cover and saying, oh, you must be all this?
It really depends on the author and the purpose that, like I said, what's your why?
Okay.
A lot of people use it just as a sales gimmick.
Okay.
And so when they do it for that reason, they really don't care what's in the content. They just want to be able to say they have a book, that they're an author.
Always.
But when it comes to the self-help books, they put more into it because they actually want to help people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And different things like that, or, like I said, a movie or a play. But it all depends on the
author. I'm going to write myself
help book.
Don't nobody need your help.
How to survive being light skinned.
Nobody need your advice, bro.
Learn from all my mistakes. Every last one of them. I'm just going to write it down.
You never know.
It's a novel series,
books,
I promise.
You just never know.
Man.
Now, what about the kids?
The kids, the children's books are the best sellers.
Really?
You can make a killing making children's books.
Wow.
So it's just about finding the right illustrator.
Wow. Really?
Really.
And now, what if you have your daughters, like your daughters and my little one, they're 13,
that's
14,
perfect.
12.
They can relate to children their age.
And they write the book.
Oh, yes. Why not? And all you have to do as the parent, just make sure it's structured. Make sure it has a beginning, middle, and end.
Wow.
But once they become an author, can you imagine what that does for their self-esteem?
Are there some specific topics that people seem to enjoy more than anything, or is it just all these different stories that we all kind of go through?
Well, that's a great question, and there's something for everybody, but I strongly advise for someone like you to go on Amazon and see what people like.
Okay.
And that'll help give you an idea according to what you're interested in pursuing.
Do that
writing
market
about.
Research.
Yes, exactly, research.
That's smart, though.
It is smart, Kevin.
What's your book going to be about?
I've already written a book, and it's about marketing and keeping out of silos. I've already done mine.
It is
a bestseller. I bring in the plaque. Okay. I've got the glass plaque
juicy.
From Amazon.
Okay. Right. I ain't just talking about business, my book. We're going to talk about life and everything. I done learned so much over the past.
And I'll write another book now.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. You can write a whole series of books.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How
10
you
to
deal
20,
with a co-host
20 to 30,
you
30
know,
to 40.
Dealing with co-hosts. That's what we're going to write about.
And I'm taking my book skills on the next level where I'm creating an online course to teach people how to write a book.
See how we put it together?
And
we got
to put it on
the house. You know what I'm saying? We got Vaza in the house to put it out there for you.
That's it.
Now tell us about what it is that you're doing. I see you got a free class.
Yes, it's
that you're offering
via Zoom.
Okay.
Yes, it's on 2/22/22 at
8 p.m. Okay.
And
we're not
going
to get into the numbers.
I like the angel numbers.
We're not
going
to get into the numbers now.
And it's going to teach you how to write a book because so many people, as I said, don't know how to put it together. They feel intimidated about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But once you understand the concept and get your mind right, I always often ask people, how often do you think about what you think about? You know, and just think about what you want to come to the conclusion that's going to be the core of your book, and then just branch out from there.
So
you
talked to the wrong one. I'm an overthinker, so I'm thinking about what I'm thinking about,
I'm
and why am
thinking.
I thinking about I'm thinking about
I'm through thinking. I ain't thinking about nothing. I'm just acting. I'm doing from here on out. I'm through thinking about it.
But
now, what's the three-step process?
Well, the three-step process is, one, to get your mind right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because people procrastinate, people
Amen.
Doubt themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I help you with that.
Okay.
Okay.
The second part is to get the concept, understand what the content is going to be about. Because you don't want it to be boring. You want to make sure you do the research and have the right information so you are accurate and you don't embarrass yourself.
That's right, Joe.
Yeah.
And then the third part is to have an accountability partner.
Okay.
Yeah, because that person keeps you on point.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can fall off and you're not aware of it, but that accountability partner can say, hey, what's going on. You having a good day, you having a bad day. But
okay.
Wow.
You definitely, if you can have an accountability partner, that would be great.
What about those people that talk about you can write a book in a week?
Well, let me tell you what they're basically saying. You can have the core message and then branch out and know the different topics, which will be your chapters.
Okay.
And so once you have that outline, that's your book.
Okay.
The rest is just filling it in with content.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I know how y'all doing. Y'all just doing a PLR. That's all y'all doing.
Right. But you still technically can create a book because there are free apps that allow you to transcribe, you know, dictate into your phone and have the transcription emailed to your account. And
that's
you just
what I'm
have
talking
it
about.
Transcribed. And then
I'm going to write me a book on famous light skins. It's going to be a chapter on me. Al B. Soar, Rick Fox, Drake,
El DeBarge,
yup.
Well, anyway.
I bet it'd be a bestseller. I bet I can get 20 folks to buy the book.
I'm not going to talk about the melanin deficiency.
I'm trying to get him right, but he don't want to listen. He don't want to listen.
Like, summer coming. Summer is coming.
You know, I found the best way for me, personally, because I don't really particularly like writing a lot.
Okay.
Has been to just basically do the audio.
Okay.
And then after that, have somebody take that audio and write it. That's been what's worked for me.
And not only does transcribe it in different languages, it can go all over the world.
See, you take it to a new level.
Hey.
Now,
what we
got
to do on Vonza to write our book? How we write our book on Vonza? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, so
can we write a book on Vonza?
Yeah, sure. She's going to help you write it.
All right.
The book on Vonza to sell it on Vonza.
That sounds
all
good.
All right.
And courses, too.
Sounds good. That's right. Let's do
that's mine. We writing a book this weekend.
I'm trying to tell you, bro.
Sit down with my cup of coffee and be like,
I can put
today,
emails together.
It was a day that was a beautiful day. And today I learned.
I got some emails we can strain together.
I got
together.
My coffee cup. I'm heading to the beach, bro, and I ain't coming back.
That's right. Get paid on the beach.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
They show it to us on TV all the time. I'm like, how these folks sitting on the beach with nothing else to do but write?
That's how.
Wow.
Yeah. It's all in the marketing, though.
So we're doing the free master class on 22/22.
At 8 p.m.
You should did it at 2
p.m.
I know. I was expecting it to be at 2 p.m.
That would have been great, but I'm not sure if everybody was available.
But no. After the master class and all that type of stuff, what's the next step for you? Because you said the books are already blowing you up. So tell me, what are some of the next steps for you? What do you want to see this thing grow to?
Well, again, I'm creating an online course where people will be able to learn how to write a book, how to publish it, how to promote it. And all I have to do is just drive the traffic to my website.
Wow.
That's my plan. So I can travel and do what I want to do, speak, help people.
Create a life, not a business. Amen.
Yes, that's the word of the week. Really.
Create a life, not a business.
Yes. Life, not a business.
That's it.
What point in your life when you became successful did you kind of see or start to find yourself? It's like, wow, this is what I need to be doing. I'm a famous author and this type of stuff. What does that feel like for you now?
Well, that's a great question. I was, I'm raised from Chicago, born and raised.
Okay.
And
Southside?
Yeah, Southside.
I know about Southside, Chicago.
My mother and father, they got divorced when I was young, 3 years old, and so my father raised me.
Okay.
And he was a construction worker, so he had a very challenging time trying to raise me. But going through that process and me learning that I didn't have a mother in the household, and having a motherless household, I was looking for love in all the wrong places. So I got married once, twice, three times. But it was 10 years, and 8 years.
Wow.
But then I realized, you know, I'm enough. I'm complete.
Mm-hmm.
And so I created my book out of my essence because when I realized I was about to go through the third divorce, I said, let me help other women understand how valuable we are and what we add to the plate. And how we can be complete, and then anything else is just icing. But we need to be complete to be.
I be trying to tell folks about being complete, because see, this life be lying to you. They be trying to tell you that you need to go look for somebody else for you to be complete. No, bro, it's you.
Exactly.
And once you become that full being by yourself,
man,
you know what I'm saying? I'm good with you, baby, but I'm good without you.
Hello.
Not you, boo. Not you.
Breathe.
But
breathe,
I'm just saying.
KC. Breathe.
But that's really what I love that, though, because too many people are falling into this BS. We even talked about it.
Yeah, you got
to love yourself.
They're
watching these loving relationships and these movies and stuff like that, and they don't get the point.
Yes.
They really don't. You got to love yourself first.
Exactly.
All right, come on.
I love
inhale.
Me some me, bro.
Inhale.
It's too hard. My asthma been bothering me. I need to go to the line for life, bro. I'm like, I got to go see my chiropractor. He got to jump on my chest again. Whatever they doing.
But that's important that you took your life lessons and you actually applied it to your book.
Yeah.
And you market it to people that can relate. That,
exactly.
You know, people that have a need for it.
Exactly.
Now, real quick, because I'm a father of two daughters, and I ain't got no... You know, mother in the home right this second. It's just me and my girls.
Wow.
Tell me about this looking for love in the wrong places so I know what I need to be looking for. Like, what is it? And I ain't trying to put you out there. But what is it that you felt that you were lacking at home? Like, for real. Was it just that mother being there, that female presence?
Yes, just that female presence. I mean, in school on Mother's Day, I didn't have, you know, I gave my father my Mother's Day card.
Wow.
And just seeing that everybody else, the perfect family, the mother, the daughter.
It ain't easy. I promise you. It's not easy.
It's not.
And it's sad. You know, a lot of us men, we grow up without fathers. And it's really the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just that reverse effect.
Yeah.
But definitely make sure that they have that love of self, that confidence.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying my best to instill it in them. Like, every day, love yourself before you love anybody else. Put your mask on first, Jeff.
That's right.
Before you come trying
to save me.
I'm
learning, bro. I'm learning. And I'm trying not to be jaded because anybody can be bought. But anyway, I'm trying not to be jaded and love myself and give love to others.
I love you, Jeff, man. He's so sarcastic about stuff. I'm going to put my mask on, but shit. I mean, how are you finna go though? But no, one more time. If people want to follow you and they want to get to know a little bit more about how they can become a best-selling author. Or
not only just a best-selling author, but actually take your book to take you to other places.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, that's so important.
Studio Stephanie, and that's spelled StudioStephanie. Studio Stephanie. You'll find that on my website, my Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, everything.
Yep. You want to learn how to become a best-selling author.
You are going to go from working in a cubicle to working on the beach with
that's
a cup of coffee or wine, depending on your age and preference. And you're writing books.
Yeah. Whatever you want to work.
Yes.
If you like to work, you know, somewhere else, Jeff, maybe you don't want to work on the beach.
I want to work on the beach.
But we talk all the time, so just apply it on paper and bam, you get a book.
Yeah, bam.
Yeah. See, I want to be on the beach. And,
I want to work at the gym. That's what I want to work at.
Okay. You do you.
I want to keep my, you know what I'm saying?
You do you.
To keep my iron going.
I'm going to be running on the sand at a very slow pace, more like a walk on the sand with the water as it goes over my toes and I reflect of my days in corporate America.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. That's my next book.
Yes.
Yep.
Wow.
From the cubicle to the beach.
Yes.
King Swati says, we are animals when we ask for prime minister. I think that might have been for you, Yui. I ain't sure, baby, but if I can help, let me know. DM me and we'll take him down, okay? I don't know who he is, but you know we ain't scared of nothing over here. But now, thank y'all so much for joining us on Instagram as always. Once again, follow me at I Am KC Pride. Follow the show at One Rated Business Show. And now you can find us online.
Yes.
At OneRatedBusinessShow.com.
Nice. And you can follow me at Mr. Marketology across everything.
If he can keep his account.
If I can keep my account. Now, on my Instagram, y'all, it's Mr. Marketology, and they keep trying to ban me, and Facebook keep trying to ban me. And I don't even know why, but my LinkedIn is popping.
I know why. Y'all go check out
my
that episode
LinkedIn
with Dominique.
Is popping. So LinkedIn is just big.
I'm going to the doctor, man. I can't breathe.
Yeah,
I holler to
it's all that. You need to breathe, bro.
Y'all have a good one. We'll be back tomorrow. We are out.
Yeah.